The Peanut Standards Board is meeting in Washington this week. The board will review USDA's laboratory-approved requirements for aflatoxin testing and the current quality and handling standards for domestic and imported peanuts. They'll also determine whether to make a recommendation to the Secretary of Agriculture on peanuts this year. There's 18 members on that board from all the peanut producing states, and they will advise the Secretary on concerning quality and handling regulations for both imports and domestically produced peanuts. Anything that affects quality and marketability of peanuts, they will be making the rules and regulations. That's the Peanut Standards Board. USDA's Ag Statistics Service reported this week that the peanut crop now is still estimated at 2,887,500 tons. That is based on averaging 3,980 pounds per acre on 1,451,000 acres. Some slight adjustments have been made, and now they're saying domestic food use for peanuts is predicted to increase 3%. Right now it's running 5.4%. Exports are predicted to increase only 2.2%, but right now it's up 10%. If you consider the disappearance of peanuts, the average this year will be about 4%. And if we make this big of a crop, the Indian stocks will jump 20% to over 1,135,000 tons. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.